Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
My name is Irene.
E io sono Marco.
Hi, everyone. So I am here in the studio with the entire team, and we're talking today about news and features. Of course, we've got some important news to share with you first off.
Important features.
And some important features. Now, we have a little bit of both here today, so we'd like to have a candid conversation with you about some changes that are going to be coming to Italian Pod. So first of all, we don't want to scare anyone.
Yeah, because changes... you know, just
change,
remember,
is good.
Change can be good, like the Obama campaign. Change. Yeah.
Cannot be good.
Yeah, the song is good.
Yeah,
change.
Well, we're talking here about changing the publication schedule of our lessons. So we're going to be continuing to have new lessons every week. This is not going to stop, but we are going to do only one lesson a week as opposed to the three lessons that we have now. So we understand that you're going to be confused, maybe upset. And so, we want to let you know that you can email us, write to us, comment about this. We want to make sure that you understand why we're doing this and how these changes are going to be happening. So first of all,
why are we doing this?
We are doing this because Italian Pod has already arrived at 200 lessons. So
that's a lot of lessons.
Yeah!
We are very proud.
Yeah, we are.
We are
very proud.
So we had a plan in the works that once we had enough lessons, we would start focusing on user needs. And one of those needs that we keep hearing over and over again is the need for more organization and more structure. And so we understand that we come at language from a modular approach. We talk about lessons as being little islands, and you can connect the dots yourself. Well, for some people, that doesn't work so well, right? So we want to be able to help people who need a little bit more structure. So now we're trying to focus not just on lesson production, but also on the organization of lessons and making a real course out of it. So that's where we're going to be working.
So we're going to connect the dots for you, basically.
Exactly. And so we're going to be spending a lot of time.
So cool.
Creative and fun, and we're excited about it. It's something that we're working on that we're really hoping that will make your learning experience better. But for now, it means that we're going to have to lessen the production schedule. So that means decrease the amount of lessons that come out each week so we can spend more time on that. But in addition, we've also got some new features. So things that we already worked out that we hope will make your experience of the site even better. And so, do you guys know what those new features are?
I think I know. Irene, you don't know. Is it the magic sorcerer?
There is a wizard involved.
Ah, you
yes.
see?
Well, there's a couple of things. Let's start with the most basic. First of all, when you first sign up and you go to your me page, you're going to see some boxes on the top. And those are going to be boxes that help you get started. And these are things that we hope will point you in the right direction when you sign up. Because first of all, we understand that when you sign up, it's confusing. You don't know where to go, where to start. There's so many lessons. And so these top boxes are meant to help that.
Yeah, even if you already signed up on your homepage, it's gonna show those lessons. So it's gonna help you
okay,
create
so
lessons.
Okay, so like me, please explain to me.
Okay, so like you, Irene, you open Italian Pod.
Thank you, Marco.
And you have three boxes.
Okay.
And then you can, you know, like have sets, say courses
mm-hmm.
that we think are good for you.
Right.
So that's the other
thing. Am I supposed to be an advanced?
So that's the other thing. If you choose a level, we're going to have lesson sets. So these are called the wizard function, which allow you to not only choose the level you're at, but also your interests. So Irene, for example, loves media and newspapers.
She's
an advanced user. And she says, I'm advanced and I like these things. Then all of a sudden, we've got this great set for you. This means that it's going to get you started with the things that you want to learn about. And that's a great, I think, step for us here at Italian Pod in bringing more organization into our lessons.
It's so intelligent, this system, that it recognizes Irene and says, Irene, you're an idiot. You know what these lessons are because you recorded them.
Maybe not that smart,
so.
But definitely useful. And as always, we really want to know your feedback, what you think about this system works, what doesn't. We need to continue to improve into Italian Pods, so your feedback is paramount. The third thing I wanted to talk about, though, is... Anyone? No. Okay, well...
Secret of life.
Okay, this new function is going to give you more control over your feed, because as both of you know, and as our users know out there, the way that we get lessons is through a feed. That means the website, italianpod.com. It puts lessons on your computer for you, right? That's an RSS feed. That's how we get these automatic updates of lessons, podcasts, right?
Yes.
And so right now you're getting three podcasts a week maybe.
Yeah, and you always only get the new ones.
You only get the new ones. But what about all those over 200 other lessons? What about those? What if you've never heard them before? What if you can't find them?
I think it's a great...
And they are so good. So
yeah, exactly.
You don't want to lose it.
We have so great material that we did before. Yeah. Like I'm always
Il
like...
gelato della morte.
I was thinking the same lesson, gelato of death. Like, why nobody cares about it anymore?
Well, they will care. They can care. And now we're going to make it very easy for people to hear this lesson. And so what we're going to do, we've actually done this, is we have an options box where you can choose. I want archived lessons from a year ago, 6 months ago, at a certain level. So if I'm an intermediate level learner, I check archive, intermediate. And all of a sudden, I start getting these great intermediate level lessons I've maybe never heard before in my feed. So I'm getting more lessons, I'm hearing things that I didn't see before, and I'm able to make better use of the site that I've paid for.
All right, so basically, briefly, we are basically organizing everything better for you so that you don't have to go crazy looking in these archives and everything.
Exactly.
So basically, we are doing it for you.
That's right. And we're also trying to build up the grammar side of the site because we've got this great grammar resource and we want to make sure that you're able to not only use the lessons but also the site as a resource.
So if you're a free user, as Irene said, we're doing this for you, at least say thank you.
Free user,
for free. I'm not saying that Web 2.0 is good and everything, but we're doing this for free.
Well, what I wanted to say though is, in addition to the free thing, thank you, Marco.
Save a penny.
Gratis.
Is that we, with any change, it's important to hear how our users respond, and that's you guys. And we care about you, and we hope that you get the best out of your user experience. And we really want to make sure that you guys are learning Italian. And so if you could get back to us with your comments, your questions, your concerns, all of that stuff, we read it, we care about it, we want to hear what you have to say. And when everything is said and done, we'll at least know how these changes are affecting you so we can make better changes in the future. So please do get in touch with us. Our website, as always, is italianpod.com. If you want to email us, you can email us at our email address, italianpod@praxislanguage.com. We're on Twitter as well, italianpod, no spaces, and Facebook, as always, as well. So that's all for us here today. We hope that you enjoy these new changes, and we hope that you will get in touch with us soon. Bye, everyone.
Ciao!